Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, everybody, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Listen, Friday night is going to be our ladies' night, and it'll be the inaugural Ted's of Beverly Hills ladies' night. Ladies, come on down and have yourselves a cocktail. Go to our appetizer bar. Hey, Ted.
All right, Ted Bell does join us. The Ladies' Night promotion and this portion of the Phil Hendry Show sponsored by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Your Ladies' Night is Friday night?
It is going to be Friday night, Phil, and we are excited about it. We've had a lot of different promotions in the past, but the idea of a Ladies' Night came to me. I was talking with Art Bradley, who you know is one of the owners of T. Brody's, which is another great restaurant here in town. And the Ladies' Night promotion... you know, we live in a time, Phil, where we're always talking about women having equal rights.
Uh-huh.
And the women should have equal pay, and certainly I concur with all of that. But you know what, Phil? I'm a little old-fashioned. I think women should be treated specially. And I
agree with that.
And, yeah, absolutely. I think women still need to be treated like a lady. And
well, they appreciate that, despite all of the other things professionally. I think a woman still wants to have the door opened.
Oh, yeah. And so we're planning our first ladies' night for our lounge.
Now, that's in the prime rib room, right? Is that?
Yes, the prime rib room for this Friday night. And what we're planning for the ladies, I want to let the ladies know, we're not going to charge any cover for the ladies. We're going to have Stoked, which is a terrific band. We'll have an appetizer bar, as we mentioned, and there's going to be dancing for around 9 p.m. on.
Now, a ladies' night, per se, idea is not that. This is not the first time there's been a ladies' night.
Well, it's been tried in other venues. You're absolutely right about that, Phil. And it does have, it's had varying degrees of success. A lot of the success and failure of Ladies' Night depends, believe it or not, on the men that are going to be coming to the restaurant as well. And so I think...
Well, you mentioned that this Ladies' Night will be a little bit different and a little bit more interesting.
I think it's going to be very exciting. I think when you... Ladies' Night, where it's come one, come all, is not the best. What I wanted to do, and I want you to tell me what you think of it. I think it's a great idea. We're going to have Ladies' Night that would be very special, that both men and women could enjoy. So I was talking with Art Bradley, and I hit on the idea that we will have our Ladies' Night, and when the ladies show up, we're going to let them know at the door that because of our location, and as you know, we are here in the heart of Beverly Hills, we do have a great many male celebrities that are going to be here, and so for that reason...
Well, like, who do you have in there, for instance? And I know you do have...
Oh, we Leonardo DiCaprio is a regular customer of ours. We have Matthew Perry, Ryan Seacrest, Mark McGrath. The list goes on and on. So we let the women know that because they're... And we also feel, as you know, there's an occupancy issue in any a restaurant or bar. We have limited space. We've got space in our lounge for about 150 people. And
well, you also have the patio outside. It's very nice. You got a fire pit out there.
That's correct. We have a room. We have room totally... with our patio and a fire pit, and when we open it up for weddings, probably around 200 in the lounge. And so we'll tell the women at the door who the celebrities are that have visited our restaurant, and then the ladies can decide if it's an environment that they're going to be successful in. And
okay, now what do you mean by that, successful in?
I'm sorry, Phil, I didn't get to you.
What do you mean when you say, I'm not sure what you mean when they say an environment?
Well, it's natural, I think, that when a young lady hears from us at the door, it's possible Leonardo DiCaprio could be here. It's possible a Russell Crowe could come in, or a David Schwimmer, or ever. And these are guys that have all been to our restaurant. She can then assess if this is the kind of place where she's going to be, I guess the word is appreciated, where she's going to...
But if she just wants to have a drink, what I'm saying is your ladies' night...
Well, here, let me help you.
No, but you're saying that a woman who comes to a ladies' night... See, the women are there to drink and dance.
Absolutely. But they're there to have a drink and they're there to dance. And it's inevitable also, Phil. I think the women will tell you this, that men who are going to be there, I guess what we used to say when I was a young guy, sizing up the talent, I don't know what they say now. But so I give them notice. I say, if you're not, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be here and he's going to have certain standards, and why would you want to waste his time? So they can decide.
But what if she doesn't care? Are you talking about the women impressing the men?
No. What I'm saying is...
What if she doesn't care?
Well, I'm in an environment, and I want to keep the focus on the positive here. I'm in an environment, a business environment here in Beverly Hills. We understand we're all trying to keep our business successful. But what I want to say is if she says, well, I know that Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be here, but I still want to come in and have a drink. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And if she's the kind of woman that he would like, well, then come on in. I can't keep her out, you know.
But what I'm saying, what if she is, quote, not the kind, or...
Well, okay, what I do is we have a counseling office. If a woman wants to come in on Ladies' Night and she's not who maybe Leonardo DiCaprio is necessarily going to be with, then we have our counseling office and we go in and we talk with her and I tell her, legally I can't keep you out. I have to legally serve you. I also have my assistant manager, Bob Russett, who counsels them. And unless they're causing a disturbance, you know...
Are you saying that you'd like them not to come in?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying I don't know whether or not... My question for you...
All right, hold on. Let me get my phone number out here because I'm... I want to promote this.
Well, the idea of me being the sponsor in your program is you don't necessarily give me the third degree. What we're trying to do here is...
No, I know. I just wanted to be clear.
What we're trying to do here is promote our ladies' night. It's going to be Friday night, great appetizer bar, a lot of great things.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking about ladies' night at the Ted's of Beverly Hills Restaurant. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. Forgive me, Ted. I don't mean to give you the third degree.
All we want to do is give the information to the ladies.
No, I know, but can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Lady comes to the door. And
we'll have a lot of ladies coming to the door, Phil. Everybody's going to get in. We can't put all of them in the counseling room.
Let's see the counseling room. Lady comes to the door. You have the possibility of some good-looking young celebrity men coming in.
That's correct.
And she is told that maybe a Leonardo DiCaprio, maybe a David Schwimmer might be here tonight. And she's not the kind of woman that you say they would appreciate. Are you talking about attractive?
No, I'm saying attract. What I don't know what you mean by attractive. I'm saying is she, is there a possibility that these guys are going to? You have to understand something, Phil. When you have the kind of clientele, and this is something I need to probably explain to your audience, and forgive me, I didn't explain this, and so this is my mistake. When you have the kind of male clientele that come into your restaurant like I have, which is the possibility of some very high-powered young men celebrities. Of course you can't have, forgive the use, you can't have every dog coming in off of it.
Now, see, the word dog.
Right, all right, okay, you can't, I'm saying, and I think you're pushing me into a corner here.
No, you use the word dog. Are you saying unattractive women?
I'm saying that one hand washes the other. I'm in business in Beverly Hills. You understand that, right?
Yes.
And when I have a ladies' night, and the ladies are invited, no cover charge... So, I'm picking up the cost of that. Free appetizer bar, I'm picking up the cost of that. Drinks half price, okay, I'm taking in the shorts on that. What I'm asking for is that they, when they come in, they be aware of the fact that I do have some young men who come in who are celebrities, and please be sensitive to that. And if I say to them, I legally can't keep you out, the inference is I would appreciate it.
That they not come in.
I think I've said what I wanted to say.
Well, the inference is that they please don't come in.
I'm saying that, you know, I really don't like having to pay an hour's worth of airtime to support your program and get the third degree, Phil.
Ted, forgive me. I don't mean to. I'm just asking. If I send one of my listeners over to your restaurant as the result of an advertising that she heard.
Well, that's why I'm on your program tonight, to explain our ladies' night to the ladies.
And well, when you use a word like dog...
And I misspoke, and I would rather that we kind of move past that. I'm simply saying to you and to your listeners, if you're a lady, come on over to Ted's of Beverly Hills, and then we'll take it from there.
All right, but if you're a lady and you go to Ted's of Beverly Hills and you want to go in and you want to have a ladies' night and you want to have an appetizer and you want to have a half-price drink and you want to dance and you're with some girlfriends and you want to meet some guys and they are turned away from your restaurant, they're going to come back to me and...
I'm the sponsor on your program, so I don't think you have to worry about that. Please don't... I guess what I'm saying more than anything else is the women that listen to your show... I probably am not really all that interested in having them anyway. What I'm interested in are anybody else out there who is...
Why not?
Why what?
Why wouldn't you want to have women listen to my show?
They're probably not the best... they're talk radio listeners, which means they're probably not the kind of women that are going to be... You know, there's a celebrity kind of pastiche. I don't know if you know the word. There's a celebrity cachet And that includes grooming. And okay, I'll say the word grooming. There, you had me. You made me say it.
You're telling me that my female listeners are not well groomed.
I'm simply saying the magic word here is grooming. And
bathing, combing the hair.
I'm concerned about that. Yes.
And my female listeners don't do that.
No, I didn't say that, Phil. And I'm a little resentful that you're.
Hold on for a minute.
Can I speak with David Holt?
Hold on, just. Okay, 1-800-449-8686.
You want me to call him?
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills, the ladies' night. Ladies listening to my program right now, it's a half, half price drinks. I'm not clear as to whether or not you're going to be able to get in. And I have to be honest with you, because this is a ladies' night where they are asking that if you're not the kind of woman who would be appreciated by a powerful young male celebrity like a DiCaprio, like a whoever the hell else, that you may not get in. And I don't know whether I'm comfortable giving you that message or not. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Foo Bar. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, the bus people agree that I want to make sure that
Beverly Hills
got no stocking.
Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted's of Beverly Hills featuring the first ever ladies' night, and I don't want any of the ladies to get the wrong impression. Just all the ladies are welcome, and we are going to be talking to you individually at the door.
Here at Ted's,
see, that's what I mean.
Well, hold on.
All right, you're going to be talking to ladies individually at the door.
Here is the point I'm trying to make. This is Ted's of Beverly Hills. For most of the people listening to your program, Phil, right now, most of the women, they don't live in the Los Angeles area, so I don't have to worry about them coming to our restaurant, and if they're not appropriate, then certainly I don't have to worry about turning them away. There are a lot of women, though, in the area, and I would also say to the men, and I think the men understand this, if your wife it wants to come to a ladies' night, suppose you're out, and I would ask you to speak to her and tell her that if she is not an attractive woman, I think the men understand. They love their wives. I don't think there's any question. But I also recognize that the men, though, if their wife says...
If a guy's married to a woman and she says, I'm going to go to this ladies' night at Ted's of Beverly Hills...
I would ask that he assess whether that's going to be appropriate for her.
And what is he supposed to keep in mind?
That there's going to be some attractive young celebrity men, and if she's not going to... You don't want your wife to be embarrassed by sitting there at the bar and not having anybody talk to her. You don't want her embarrassed by just being avoided. So, don't embarrass her. Just tell her not to come.
I don't think it's a very good promotion, Ted.
Well, that's not for you to say. I'm the sponsor on your show, and I'm a little bit perturbed.
I'm just telling you, honestly, since you're coming on my program, that having a ladies' night where you're not letting, quote, you haven't said the word, but it sounds to me like you're not letting unattractive women in the door.
I didn't say that.
No, I know you didn't say that, but that's what it sounds like to me. You're not going to let women in the door that are not attractive enough.
We are going to counsel them that if they wouldn't mind to just leave, go to their car and just leave. That's all we're...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Judy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Judy?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yes. I just got the tail end of that. I'm on my way home after working after hours.
Yes.
Absolutely, how dare that gentleman, and I use the word loosely.
Well, ma'am, this is Ted Bell. I don't want you to be offended. That's the last thing I wanted to do.
I heard what you had to say,
well,
but let me finish.
I think you misinterpreted it.
No, my dear, you cannot misinterpret that. you almost, without saying the word God, you cater to a high-class celebrity personnel that wants call girls. High-class call girls.
No,
if
that
you're
is absolutely...
put out, if you're going to put out an advertisement for ladies' night, you open that up to everyone. If you choose not to accept them, that's fine. But
well, we
don't
do
come
open
on
it up
this gentleman.
I'm just asking that if you are the kind of woman that a Leonardo DiCaprio, for instance...
my dear, Leonardo DiCaprio has nothing.
Well, hold on for a minute.
Let me tell you, I am college educated.
Well,
I'm a professional, and I am retired military.
Right.
I've got more morals and everything else in my little pinky.
I'm sure you understand that Leonardo DiCaprio isn't going to want to have you sitting there breaking his balls over something. I'm just asking.
You know what?
Please
then you have a special room for those kind of individuals that want those kind of women, then you tell them not to come that night when you open it up to the public and you reserve the right. It's certainly your
right. Ma'am, we are opening it up to the public. I'm just saying a lot of these women ought to keep their 20 rolls at home, and I think you know what I'm saying. And
what does that mean, 20 rolls?
What does that mean? Hey, you are absolutely disgusting.
No, I think you misunderstand,
you are, and
I blame Mr. Henry.
Bill should block your organization from the list of people that... help pay his radio time.
I don't think he can afford to do that.
Well, Mr. Bell, I owe it to my listeners, to have responsible
do.
Advertisers.
I am a responsible advertiser. I'm a husband. I'm a father. And I've made a very good living with this restaurant. And all I'm saying is, and I didn't refer to Judy. She's the one that said she was in the military. I was perfectly willing to have her in my restaurant. As soon as she said military, I'm thinking she's going to sit there and break David Schwimmer's balls all night while he's not...
Would you please watch your language?
I'm sorry, but I'm saying...
What do you mean she's going to sit there and do that?
Military? I got Schwimmer coming into my restaurant, wants to have a quiet drink, and there's Judy sitting there going on and on and on about, you know, whatever they do. Whatever women like her do.
All right, Judy.
Women like me. What do you mean?
Well, are you military? Can I ask you very point blank? Is there a lesbian situation?
No, my dear.
Well,
I've been married 30 years. I'm retired military. I'm from a military family. I'm exceptionally proud of my time in the service. And I am
a beautiful... That is really an insult. That's an insult to women to say that because they're in the military.
It is an insult. Yeah. Simply because I'm in the military, I'm a lesbian. You know, I hope your wife is... When you come home tonight,
I'm the first in line to say I love our military. Can I ask you?
Oh, yeah, but all the women are lesbians?
I'm
glad I don't live in your area, sir, and I would definitely give any money to anyone who wants to pick your thing.
Let me ask you a question. I think, do you lift?
No.
What do you mean, does she lift?
Do you squat?
What? So if she lifts
what
weights?
What are you even talking about?
If you're a weightlifter, how am I going to let you through the door? In other words, what I'm trying to say is...
My dear, I would not even go within 50 feet of your establishment. It sounds like
Ted, you got to listen to me. You got
Phil, this is a talk radio listener. She's not representative of the kind of women that we want.
This is a woman calling from her car after a long day of work. This is the kind of woman I think you need to impress. And I'm just trying, and I think my audience is trying to tell you, it's a promotion.
Phil, I've been in the restaurant business for 22 years. I think I know what I'm doing. Excuse me, but I think I know what I'm doing.
And
Judy,
I think you're going to lose a considerable amount of business, sir, after this evening.
I'll lose a considerable amount of business from the wax, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'll listen to you, Phil.
1-800-449. Thank you very much, Judy. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, this is really wrong, and the idea that you would put me on your program...
Sir, I'm not putting you on the program and doing anything other than doing what you asked me to do, which is promote your restaurant. Now, you've got a ladies' night, and it sounds to me like you're excluding a certain percentage of the clientele. Jack, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to know why would you buy advertising on a show that you feel hits a demographic of unattractive females?
No, I didn't say that. I said I don't want any women listening out there that may not fit the... criteria. I would rather that they spend an evening at home or do what those do.
Well, if they don't fit the criteria, why would you market towards them by buying advertising?
Well, I'm not. That's why I'm on the program telling them.
I think you're actually on the program to cause controversy to get people to notice and hear about your restaurant.
Wow! I bet you got an A in your MBA class.
Well, I'm just
Jack,
telling
let me do something. You come on in, I'm going to buy you a drink. You come on in to Beverly Hills, I'm going to buy you a drink.
You know, it is pretty offensive, though, to demean women like you are.
No,
the bottom line
lady,
is, I mean, if you're getting exposure.
In other words, you come into a restaurant, you come into a bar, and you want to see nothing but hanky-looking stuff at the bar. Is that what you're talking about?
What is this hanky-looking, man? You got women listening.
I'm asking the kid here if he wants to see hanky stuff at the bar.
Look at It's not the point. The point is that you're being disrespectful.
All right. 1-800. Thank you very much, Jack. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell's Ladies Night that doesn't let unattractive women in. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm going to wrap up here and then we can go down to the track.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, Laker fans, all of you folks in the Los Angeles area, all of you sports fans across America, but especially you Laker fans, you understand that on a ladies' night, if you're married to a woman who is...
Here at Ted's.
We're asking you to please understand, Laker fans, please understand.
All right, 1-800, you just said something here which Laker fans understand.
I think what you have, Phil, first of all, I'm a Los Angeles Laker fan from way back. I've had season tickets for, I can't even begin to tell you how much I enjoy going to the Laker basketball games. And I've gotten to know a fair number of Laker fans over the years. A lot of them do come to our restaurant. And I think those men understand that what I'm saying, and I think it's very respectful. Please ask your wife or girlfriend if she's not what I would say is the kind of woman who's going to be appreciated by a young actor.
It's not a good way of putting it.
Forgive me. I don't mean stay away from me. I mean...
Every word you say, Ted, I think gets you deeper and deeper into the abyss.
No, I'm saying to please... The Laker fan understands that when you go out to a steakhouse, you have a cocktail, you want to have a great time. And if you're a Laker fan, come to Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we certainly do hope that your wife is going to enjoy herself and that we will enjoy her. I think that's the best way I can put it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go over here to Ronnie. Ronnie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Phil,
yes, sir.
I just can't believe that Ted is paying you for this time to make a complete jackass out of himself on radio.
I'm selling my business.
You're either a marketing genius or the biggest dumbass I've ever met in my life.
Wow, that's really intelligent. Anything else?
Okay, wait.
I'm in business. What do you do besides crawling underneath trucks on your back?
Wow. Buddy,
you
said you have Leonardo come and Schwimmer come on your... Have they personally told you what kind of chicks they dig?
You know what? I've observed them in action.
You've observed them?
Yeah. Well, I happen to work... I own the place they like to drink. Other than, Gabby Hayes, who have you met?
Okay. Well, Gabby Hayes.
Look.
Who the hell is Gabby Hayes?
Anything else, sir, before I move on to another phone call?
Let me ask you this. You say you counsel.
All right, thanks a lot, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Ted.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a restaurant, or is this a swing bar or something? Because this is ridiculous. First off,
I have a restaurant, Bill. It's not really... Well, you asked me a question.
No.
You asked me a question.
You asked me a question. You're promoting your
restaurant, and I'm answering your question.
It's not. If you have such a high class restaurant,
yes, sir.
You're talking Leonardo DiCaprio people type actors in there.
Yeah.
And you're being
Yellow, Bill, you there? Hold on, man. Your cell phone went out on us. You hang on. Here is Randy. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah. Hey, Ted. This is Randy calling from Michigan. You know, you have all the control at the door. You can see a woman, and when she comes in, you can say, look, either you need a collar on your dress, or your skirt's too long, or your skirt's too short, and that's how you can decide whether you let that woman in or not.
Thank you.
All right, let's see if Bill is back. Bill? Bill, you there? Okay, he's gone. I would simply say to you, Ted, that...
No, I like what that kid said. I don't have to lie to them at all. I can simply say, I don't have to say another word.
Well, you'd have to lie to them.
Well, I don't have to tell them they're dogs. And that's a great idea.
You know, good luck, man.
Don't forget, Ted's of Beverly Hills, and if you're a Laker fan, please tell your wife to stay away from... Not stay away from me, but get out of here. She's a dog. I wouldn't let her in. Are we on the air? Hi, everybody. Ted's of Beverly Hills here reminding you that our ladies' night is Friday night. And come on down, and we'll make up our minds then.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Shock and awe meets your radio dial. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Is this Hal?
Hey, Phil, Hal Levelier, how are you? God, in the name of everything holy, we were laughing ourselves until we were sick. Viola, right?
Phil, hi, Viola.
Hi, hon, how you doing? You guys are, that plane...
I'm sorry, we're on our way to Laughlin. And...
Well, you guys are going up to Laughlin, right? You're doing that all the time.
Yeah, we love to go up. They've got the buffet this week over at the Nugget, and what we wanted to do is I want to hit the tables. Viola's going to take a nap. She's had a tough week. Our grandson is staying with us because our daughter is a heroin addict. Did we tell you that? I don't know whether we tell you. You do it.
Hi, Phil, Viola.
Yes, dear.
Our daughter is a heroin addict, so we have custody of our grandson. And the question we have, is it all right to let him cut school with his friends so he can go to the Sturgis run in South Dakota?
You mean the Harley-Davidson run up in Sturgis, South Dakota?
Yes.
Let me do it.
You fly the...
Hello, Levelier. Is it all right for us to...
I understand. I heard what she said.
Well, I think the boy is old enough. Now, he's flunking out of high school anyway. He's got to go to continuation. But he's just made friends with some guys, some motorcycle club, and they're wonderful. The Mongoloids or the Satan's Mongoloids or Satan, you know, Satan has Down syndrome. I don't know what the name of the damn... What's the name of the...
Well, it's a motorcycle organization. And
you mean, is it like a motorcycle club like the Angels or something?
I don't know. This is the...
Let me do it.
No, it's not the Hell's Angels, because they're very high up there. This is a group of guys. They're called the I think the one it's given... Hell if I Know Club or some damn... I think they're called the GD...
No, I know the name of it, Phil. I'm sorry. I just got it here. The Ku Klux Klan.
That's it, yeah. So anyway, Phil...
The Ku Klux Klan?
Yeah, you know, they're great kids. And what they wanted to do is they want to go and do this motorcycle run. And I can tell you right now, Phil, as far as I'm concerned, he can do that, but he wants to join the club, and there's dues. And I'm not so sure if... you know if the Ku Klux Klan has dues, or is that some kind of a deal where they say...
I don't know if they got dues or not.
Well, what did you say...
The Ku Klux Klan
is a bunch of guys that are freaking sheet wearers that go to bull.
Oh, you whore! I told you! Instead of buying those Pringles with that fat free stuff, you should have gotten that!
Okay, so they stalled out again, is that it, bud?
Yeah, sounds like it.
You know, would you keep those people off of my show? They make me sick. They got a kid that's a heroin addict. The grandson's joining the Ku Klux Klan or Satan's Mongoloids. That's the name of the motorcycle. Satan with Down syndrome. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, Justin McElroy is a high school junior. He's going to be coming up later on. How often have you been in public more and more perhaps, and you hear young people with a rather cavalier manner using obscenity, F-word, MF, this. Remember back in the day, you hardly ever heard it in polite company. Well, Justin, he and his friends are sitting around over at, I don't know, a Rosti's or at some Italian rotisserie joint. They're having a burger and one of those large Cokes, and they're using the F-word, and they had a confrontation with a man who didn't like it being used around his daughters. They could hear it. So we'll be talking to him. Herb Sewell will be coming up momentarily. Mr. Sewell is at the Michael Jackson trial. As you know, Herb Sewell is the only convicted child molester turned news commentator who is going to, you know, because I figure, Bud, if the sports guys can have former jocks.
Yeah, it only makes sense.
Then for the Michael Jackson trial, we should get a guy that used to molest kids to be a...
Yeah, a guest commentator.
Right. So we're going to have Herb on, and we'll be talking with him about that as well. Our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. Let me just very briefly mention our website, which is www.philhenryshow.com. Go to our website. There's a number of wonderful things there you can access. The most important, of course, is our audio archive, very deep, extensive archive of radio comedy, all produced originally on our show. And we are, of course, taking requests for bits all the time, email-wise. But if you want to get a backstage pass, you do it by going to www.philhenryshow.com. Are you sure the Lakers aren't playing tonight? Because Doug's got it up on the screen. What a bozo. Hey, Doug, take down that Laker thing. Oh, my God.
I'll call him up.
Well, maybe Harry can email him. Anyway, the Lakers ain't playing tonight. We also are going to be putting up other, preemption notices when we can. And you know, there's a lot of things there. And our souvenir shop has our Best Of CD, which all the money we raise from the sale of going to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So if you get the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2004 CD called Fahrenheit 7-Eleven, last year, 2003, for instance, was called The Death of Talk Radio, and on we go. You can collect all of them, and all the money goes to my friend's place. The CD's only $20. $3.50 shipping and handling. I can't help that. That's the post office, baby. Okay? That's if you want that real quick delivery, all right? So go to www.philhenryshow.com.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I want to welcome on Herb Sewell, who is in Santa Maria, California, and Herb is covering for us the Michael Jackson trial. Herb, how are you?
I'm very well, Phil. Thank you. It's been a rather sedate day here in Santa Maria, and the Michael Jackson trial, I think, as it winds into its second week, the boy who is accusing Michael Jackson of child molestation took the stand today. At the pop star's trial. Now, this is a 15-year-old accuser. He faced Jackson for the first time since departing the singer's Neverland Ranch and alleging he was molested.
All right, now this is significant. This is the first time this young man has faced him?
As my understanding, yes. and I can tell you it was an uncomfortable moment. The boy looked rather good. He was in a blue shirt. He was called to the stand by the DA, this Tom Stetton. And please understand, Phil, that while I do not endorse... these kinds of crimes, I face down more than one DA myself, so there's no love lost,
Well, let me explain to our listeners that you did time for child molestation yourself, and you don't find that funny, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. No, Phil, I'm simply saying that the district attorneys that I had to face...
You were adjudicated criminally insane for a period, correct?
That is correct, yes. That is correct, and as a result, of course, I was incarcerated there at the forensic hospital, but thanks to some very good work, very good people, I'm not, I'm not a bad boy anymore. but again, Tom Stetton, the DA there in Santa Barbara County, asked the young man if he recognized the defendant. The boy did say yes. I'm looking at my notes very quickly here, Phil. The boy did say yes. With an expression that appeared to be verging on a sneer. You know, so it's very interesting coming from my background. Now, I don't know whether or not the child had a friendship with Michael Jackson, but I can assure you, as a commentator and as someone who was incarcerated for this crime for quite a bit of time, and not only was I incarcerated for the crime, but I knew quite a few other individuals who were incarcerated for the same thing. We were kind of in a club. You know,
Herb, you're sounding a little cavalier here.
Forgive me, I'm sorry. I would simply say that there's no doubt in my mind that Michael Jackson's guilty of this crime. And so I do believe the child did have a sneer on his face. And
So this kid sneered at Michael. Is that unusual? I mean,
well, I think that, no, it's not unusual. I think it's very expected in this case. Understand that I spent a good part of my adult life committing these crimes in such an extreme fashion, Phil, that, as you said, I was adjudicated and criminally insane, and I was remanded to a psychiatric facility, at which point I was given electroshock and insulin shock and intensive therapy. So there's an old saying, it takes one to know one. You know? And so I do...
I understand.
So I do think Michael Jackson's guilty.
I want to ask you a question, Herb, as long as we're talking about you. What was in your mind when you were out offending in this way? And that's such a mild word for this horrific crime.
Absolutely, Phil, yes.
What prompted this?
Well, I would get up in the morning some days, and I would think, you say what prompted. I remember thinking, well, it's time to take care of business. it's time for me to take care of business.
Well, you mentioned that you were molested by your own mother.
Yes, that is correct.
You were molested and you were physically tortured by her.
That is correct, yes.
And yet you still have contact with her.
Oh, yes, yes.
Why?
Because she's my mother. Because you have to have, we're very clear on this. A societal standard is very clear on this. You must have a respect for your mother.
But this woman was...
Well, now you're beginning to sound like the doctors up at the forensic facility. Dr. Skelly told me that she was toxic to me. And I said to him, well, let's change the subject,
Why? Why would you want to change the subject?
There are some things you don't go to. You don't talk about it. And you don't talk about someone's mother like that. And I did tell Dr. Skelly that Walter Belhaven was sitting here across from him, that Walter would reach across the table and crush his skull with both of his hands. That it's Walter.
Walter Belhaven is another man that you know who was a homicidal maniac.
That is correct, yes.
Now, you're saying Walter would have killed the doctor?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Was Walter molested by his mother?
By both of his parents, yes.
By both of his parents.
That is correct, yes.
And yet he doesn't want anybody talking bad about his mother.
No. Do you want anyone talking bad about your mother? No, absolutely not. Walter would have reached across the table and removed Dr. Skelly's throat completely from his neck before Dr. Skelly even knew it had happened. Dr. Skelly would be getting up to get a cup of coffee and his throat would be on the floor. And someone would have to say, Dr. Skelly, by the way, there's your throat. Walter pulled it out. And at that point, I'm sure he would collapse out of shock. Now, getting back to Michael...
I gotta go, man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
A fascinating case.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict.